for a proposed structure. Section 115-25 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Property is located on the south side of Lighthouse Road, Route 54. The 911 address is 38288 London Avenue in Selbyville. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 533, Map 18, Parcel 61.01. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return. The applicants are seeking a 16-foot variance from the 20-foot rear yard setback requirement for a proposed warehouse.
Good evening.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Rick Tucker, 35777 Seagull Road, Selbyville.
Hans Medlars, 5 Princeton Road, Milford, representing the engineering department.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
The floor is yours.
Allow me to start here. So representing the, I'm not really representing Mr. Tucker, I'm representing the county because we are the neighbor. And the county council had proposed 3.5, 4 years ago a land exchange between Mr. Tucker and the county. So the county would gain access to the piece. Can you go to the aerial, please, Jennifer? You see, when you go to the south of the property line, the county obtained the stormwater management pond as well as acreage south of the tax ditch in exchange for the parcel tract, parcel B up top. It was about 2.5 to 1 acre exchange based on county approved values, county council approved values. And the reason for that, because the county did environmental enhancements in the pieces formerly owned by Mr. Tucker. He had an approved site plan from 2005 for 10 buildings. When the exchange happened, there were 3 buildings not built. We struck a line for the pond top of bank because we plan to have a fence along the top of bank. Forward to today, he's submitting the last building permit for the last building, building number 10, and at the same time, the engineering department is putting up a fence atop a bank. So when the two layouts collided, we saw that there was not enough room for a 20-foot setback from the property line. So there's two reasons which created this. Can you go to the previous slide? Over the 20 years, the buildings were built in various stages, one or two buildings at a time. You can see the outline, if I may. Step up here. This was the original plan. This is where the building ended up. All the buildings prepped south, and the pond was actually constructed a few feet further north, so the top of bank did not coincide with the original 2005 site plan had the top of bank. So if you add the two together, there were 16 feet lost. So there's enough room between the fence and the side of the building that we can mow the grass along the, or he can mow the grass along the fence line. So since we created, or I don't know, created it, but yeah, I don't know what to say, how this was created. But between the two, between the buildings being creeping south and the pond being further north, so we cannot maintain a 16-foot. There's two ways we could either rebuild the pond and move the whole bank south. So it would mean the county needed to get a permit from the district to reduce the pond. So that's really not a good proposal. We could ask Mr. Tucker to cut 16 feet off his approved building, which, you know, he had an approved site plan for. So between the two, we have two relatively immovable objects. So hence the request for the variance.
So just to understand you correctly, there was a site plan in 2005 which included every proposed warehouse where there was supposed to be. And then the change was that the county, there was an exchange, and that created the difference in what we see today.
That created the property line, Mr. Chairman. So if he didn't have the property line, the conservation district, it would not object whether it's 15 feet or 16 feet closer to the top of bank. By us acquiring the property, created the line.
Dad?
No, that's exactly what happened. So, yep.
All Or any question, other que-
additional questions? I will say that Hans and I worked well together from the very beginning. This was happenstance. We didn't even find this out until I'd already gotten my permit for the last building and they wanted to build the fence. We all met out there and we're like, it's a little close. We might want to just make sure we do this the right way. So again, we're just working together to make sure we fix this issue so everybody's on board and happy with the way it works out.
Questions from the board?
So this is just going to butt up to the stormwater pond anyway, correct?
Yes.
The county owns the maintenance on the pond. He owns the maintenance, obviously, on the other side of the fence. The environmental improvements have been made. The tree's been planted. The you know, the area has been renaturalized. Several constructed wetlands. So it worked well for both parties until we ran into this issue here.
Question I've got for you. I understand it went through the site plan approval 2005. Was it amended when the lot lines were adjusted or changed?
No.
Okay. I ask that because I'm just wondering if there's any, you know, have you gotten fire marshal approval?
Yep.
So they're okay with this location?
That's right.
For, even with the lot line changing?
That's right.
Okay. All right. So you've got all necessary approvals other than a variance in the board.
That's right.
All right. Very good. Just make sure I understood that right. And the property, are these commercial warehouses?
They are.
You have no further questions. Thank you.
Are there any other questions from the board? Please have a seat. Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13131? We have one. Would you like to speak? Okay, just in favor. So we have one in favor. Is there anyone present who would be in opposition of case number 13131? If there are no further questions from the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to entertain a motion. I move that we approve case number 13131 for Route 54 Hook and Slice Golf Driving Range Incorporated for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property has a unique condition because the property was developed. The plans were created prior to the water structure being placed there. Due to the physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of this property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor be detrimental to the public welfare, and the variance represents the minimum variances necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of regulation at issue.
Second the motion.
I have a motion and a second. Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Mr. Lovingeth?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 13131 has been approved.